This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Wow, man, these Democrats are unscrupulous. That's putting it mildly. That's putting it nicely. Unscrupulous. Hypocrites to their rotten core. Anyway, it was apparently a massive scheme to illegally funnel foreign money into a lot of Democrats' campaigns. And the list of the Democratic organizations that took this money is a pretty large list. I mean, almost every Dem state organization and many super PACs, including the big one, Priorities USA, took money illegally. All of the leading names in the Democratic Party: Adam Schiff, Ted Lieu, John Tester, Cory Booker, Hillary Clinton took money that is illegal. And the guy, he called it a rogues gallery. He says, and to add insult to Adam Schiff's injury, one of those charged is George Nader, who is a key witness in the Mueller investigation. Nader, I'm reading this, is a convicted child molester, works as a straw man for the Middle East sheiks, and it's clear now that he was to influence certain members of Trump's team as well as the Democratic Party establishment, and this is from the Department of Justice. Earlier today, an indictment was unsealed against the CEO of an online payment processing company and seven others, charging them with conspiring to make and conceal conduit and excessive campaign contributions and relative offenses during the U.S. presidential election in 2016 and thereafter. A federal grand jury in D.C. indicted Ahmad Andy Khawaja, 48, of L.A., along with George Nader, and they list other people. There's no sense in naming the names. But it says the 53-count indictment charges Khawaja with two counts of conspiracy, three counts of making conduit contributions, three counts of causing excessive contributions, 13 counts of making false statements, 13 counts of causing false records to be filed, one count of obstruction of a federal grand jury investigation. Nader is charged with conspiring with Khawaja to make conduit campaign contributions and related offenses. It goes on. And it says, according to the indictment from March 2016 through July 2017, Khawaja conspired with Nader to conceal the source of more than $3.5 million in campaign contributions directed to political committees associated with a candidate for the President of the United States. That would be Hillary Clinton, by the way. By design, these contributions appear to be in the names of Khawaja, his wife, and his company. In reality, they were allegedly funded by Nader. Khawaja and Nader allegedly made contributions in an effort to gain influence with high-level political figures, including the candidate. Unbelievable. I mean, these people will do anything to win. They say it further alleges that they obstructed a grand jury investigation in the matter of of this matter in D.C. Knowing that a witness had been called to testify before the grand jury, Khawaja allegedly provided that witness with false information about Nader and in his connection with the company. And it goes on. It says another one, from 2016 to 2018, the other group of people made contributions with total more than $1.8 million to various political committees. Foreign contributions. Not American citizens. By the way, this is the influencing of elections, and the Democrats don't care. They don't care. They readily accept it. Here's what I would even tell you. I haven't done much on this story. Find out if Schiff and Booker and all of them gave that money back. I'd be curious to know. Did you give the money back? I'm going to make you a bet and tell you the majority of people that got this illegal foreign influence money that was covered up, including Ted Lieu, the dumbest Asian I've ever seen, they didn't give it back. I remember when these guys got money from Epstein and all that, and they were, you going to give it back? Well, no. I mean, why would we give it back? I mean, it's still, you know. And any other crook. Weinstein? Well, no. I mean, just because he's been indicted doesn't mean that we... They aren't giving anything back. I don't know what's going to come of this. I don't, you know, 8 indictments. Is the Justice Department finally doing its job, maybe? Doesn't it make you wonder when you learn everything that was going on with Comey, Brennan, Clapper, Carlin, all these different people involved in trying to get rid of the president? Then you find out a case like this. Obvious. Comey didn't catch it. Barr and team caught it. Director Ray, who's now the guy that took over for Comey, I think he's just as crooked. And I could go on. I'm going to talk about this today. But doesn't it make you wonder? I mean, we've not had a justice system. We've had an elite system that allows all these incestuous so-called leftist elites to do whatever they've wanted, and then there's a system that it essentially penalizes us for whatever. We live by rules that have us afraid of an FBI investigation. In other words, if the FBI legitimately is going to investigate me, it's because I've done something wrong. That's what we've been trained to believe. You've done something wrong, Kevin. They've got to look into you. And you're willing to take your punishment because you go, well, you know, I was doing this thing wrong. But the Democrats will go, now I've got permission to do this wrong. I've got permission to do, to be this, say this, whatever. So what? You know, Dinesh D'Souza goes to prison for a fraction of what these people have done. I don't know what's going to happen to them. Rosie O'Donnell did exactly what Dinesh D'Souza did. She hadn't spent a minute in prison. She bragged about it. I mean, where's the justice system come in for us? And I know you're waiting. We're all waiting. Waiting to see that hammer fall. It's going to fall. I know there are people out there, Kevin, you're just such an optimist. Carl listens to the program. I haven't heard from Carl in a while. Carl, are you still out there? Send me a note, man. But Carl and I forget the other guys. Art. It's not his real name, but Art sends me notes all the time. Kevin, what do you think, man? What do you think? Art, what do you think? I still believe that if there's any time that it's going to happen, if there's anybody that's going to make it happen, it's Donald Trump. I believe in the era of Trump, nothing is impossible for cleaning up this government. Call me an optimist, but that's what I believe. Anyway, you can go see these donations that these guys made. Every one of these Democrats that took that money changed.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The World Health Organization, just another sham, a scam for the American taxpayer. I was looking at all these different organizations and centered around healthcare. They call them NGOs, etc. And I'm amazed at how much of our money goes to these things. You should see the chart. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. So, the WHO, the World Health Organization, has been accused of siding with China over this whole coronavirus thing. And if you recall, back in January, the WHO said something along the lines of the Chinese Wuhan virus could not be contracted from person to person. And so, they issued this. This was done nationally, so people were like, no problem, let the Chinese, the Italians were like, let the Chinese come in, Europe letting Chinese come in. And next thing you know, we have this so-called pandemic around the world, and now they're telling people to social distance. But that's not how it started. And then the WHO, if you just follow the breadcrumbs on the WHO, you can see that the talking points are to the WHO are coming from China. And I hear China is like the number two donor, if you will, supporter of the WHO. I don't know. I've got some numbers here, but I don't have them all. Anyway, they're under fire because the president of the United States is saying, look, the World Health Organization is supposed to be unbiased. It's supposed to help keep things like this from happening. That's what you put your money in there for, is so we all work together to collectively say, we had a virus escape, everybody shut down, let's all work together and, you know, let's peace and harmony to do what's right for the world. The same thing that the UN was supposed to do. And what do we have? We have organizations that have become more political and are working on a world stage with a few very, very wealthy handlers who are making these things, making things happen that do not benefit the ordinary person. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. KevinJacksonShow.com. I just want to highlight, and by the way, let's go ahead and tee up the Lindsey Graham cut, because it also plays the president talking about the World Health Organization. And then I want to give you some numbers. I don't like normally doing numbers on radio, but I think these will put things in perspective, and I won't make it boring. But here's Lindsey Graham talking about the World Health Organization on Fox.
But can I mention the WHO? The president mentioned about withholding funds from the World Health Organization. I'm the chairman of the committee provides...
Yeah, Senator.
Yeah, please.
Sorry. We have a little delay, but I want to play that sound button, and that's exactly where I wanted to go next with you. So let's watch.
Yeah.
WHO, that's the World Health Organization, receives vast amounts of money from the United States, and they had a lot of information early, and they didn't want to, they seemed to be very China-centric. And we have to look into that, so we're going to look into it, and we're going to put a hold on money spent to the WHO. We're going to put a very powerful hold on it.
Senator Graham, your thoughts?
Well, I'm going to take the burden off the president. In the next appropriations bill, there's not going to be any money for the WHO. I'm in charge of the appropriations subcommittee. I'm not going to support funding the WHO under its current leadership. They've been deceptive. They've been slow. And they've been Chinese apologists. I don't think they're a good investment under the current leadership for the United States. And until they change their behavior and get new leadership, I think it's in America's best interest to withhold funding, because they have failed miserably when it comes to the coronavirus and did the same thing in 2015.
So one of my first thoughts after hearing that clip, by the way, it's the Kevin Jackson Show, was are they going to try to impeach Trump over this? Because in effect, he's issuing a warning to the WHO that we're going to withhold funding unless you investigate yourselves, unless you go look into something. I'm just saying, don't put it past the Democrats to say that's what we want to do. That's what happened in Ukraine. Donald Trump says, hey, look, we send you guys a lot of money. We got a potential corruption situation here with Joe Biden and his son Hunter, the crackhead, and we need to look into this before we give you any more money. Impeach. Impeach here? Oh, Kevin, that doesn't involve Joe Biden. How do you know? What do they do with all that money we give them? Let me give you some numbers. We are mandated. We get assessed a certain amount that we have to give to the WHO. And in raw figures, in 2010, it was $107 million. And then each year, it's gone up a little bit. And it's gone down in 2017, and it's $111 million. So $107 million, or is that billion? Oh, it's in million, sorry. $107 million, $111 million in 2017 under Trump. There's discretionary, what they call voluntary giving to the WHO. From 2010 to 2015, or let's just say 2010 to 2016, about the average was about $250 additional million dollars. In 2017, involuntary money to the WHO, the United States gave $401 million. So we gave 111 of required or assessed money and 400. So we gave $500 million to the WHO. Now, I looked at another chart to look at percentages. We are 24% of the WHO budget, the United States, we're 24%. The Chinese are 2% of the WHO budget. As I said, go look at any of these, quote, worldwide organizations where we're supposed to help. I looked. I was shocked. I wasn't shocked. I know we always do more. That is the nature of the United States. That is why God shows us favor. Okay? We always do more. But I have to tell you, the percentage that we do versus countries that are doing pretty well is pretty shocking. The UK, by the way, is number two in the WHO. If I'm not mistaken, they give 12%. The Chinese, 2%. And then when they introduce this virus into the world, the WHO comes to their aid. And that's what Lindsey Graham and these people are mad about. They're going, how are you doing this? So anyway, Trump says, the WHO really blew it. Funded largely by the U.S., but they're very China-centric. We're going to give it a good look. And he said this, fortunately, we ignored their advice about keeping the borders open, and I shut it down early on. And Trump asked this, why did they give such a faulty recommendation? Now, I'm not even remotely trying to tell you conspiracy theory. I know this. The Chinese government knew about this thing in advance, and they didn't shut it down. Now, you can say to me, Kevin, they weren't trying to get people sick. They weren't sure, whatever. I don't care how you look at it. They should have shut this down. We have these are the safeguards that we pay for, and we pay dearly for as taxpayers, and they didn't shut this down. As Donald Trump said, they missed the call.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is wishing Americans a happy Easter. The president took part in an Easter blessing with Bishop Harry Jackson in the Oval Office.
Though we will not be able to gather together with one another as we normally would on Easter, we can use this sacred time to focus on prayer, reflection, and growing in our personal relationship with God, so important. I ask all Americans to pray that God will heal our nation, to bring comfort to those who are grieving, to give strength to the doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers, to restore health to the sick, and to renew the hope in every person who is suffering.
The president now holding his daily White House coronavirus press briefing a bit early on this Good Friday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, man, you can learn from so much. If you just open your mind, open your eyes, you can learn so much. It's really interesting. And I'm going to tell you, this Chinese Wuhan of 2020 has taught us quite a bit. It really has. It's particularly about human nature. And here's the deal. I'll get into that in a bit. But we got unexpected benefits of this Chinese Wuhan virus, and I've talked a little bit about it. For instance, we figured out we don't need Hollywood. That's a big deal. When you go, I can go without movies. I can go without going to the movies. There's no, I haven't seen anything new. I know the new season of Ozark is supposedly up on Netflix, and that's the only thing I really watch on Netflix. Or, I mean, it's a lot of money just to wait and see a season of a show. But it is. We started FestiFlix, and it's only internet-based, and I don't want to hear any complaints about it because it's going to be up on Amazon and Hulu and all that in a bit. But, you know, it takes money to get this stuff going, but we at least are challenging Hollyweird. But anyway, the point is there's a byproduct. You don't have to – all these guys are in triage. They're used to making a lot of money. They're making nothing. They can't film on location anywhere. The world is shut down, and people like them shut it down. So they're ready to go back to work. Trust me, May 1st can't get here fast enough for them. So, but that's a byproduct. And nobody misses those pompous jack butts. You know what I'm talking about. The late-night hacks broadcast from their homes in their gated communities – audience ratings are foreboding of what lies ahead for the Democrats. And soon these putzes will be putting their Hollywood mansions on the market for pennies on the dollar. It's already starting to happen. They can't, you and I can forego it because we're used to, you know, to sacrificing. You may have to give up cigarettes or cable, or you don't put as much gas in your car, but even the price of gas has dropped so much you can actually afford it. But they can't, man. Their lifestyles don't change. They're not talking chump change. So that's a byproduct. And let me tell you, this bad news is going to befall lots of these anti-Trump, anti-American sports figures. These overpaid jocks that are always voicing their opinions can't even match nouns with verbs. Donald Trump, a racist, because he hate black people, or so they tell me. They tell me what to say. I think of LeBron James when I think about this, a guy who is profiting on the misery of blacks, promoting misery. One of the richest dudes in the world. You know, still dumb. Dumb guy. I don't care. Look, he can have money, but he's dumb. If you said to me, Kevin, you could trade lives with LeBron James, I would tell you, no thank you. I would rather have intellect and be smart enough to not succumb to the stupidity of leftism and to be LeBron James with all his money and his womanizing and everything else that people may think of as, ooh, look at LeBron. Hell, everybody knows him. So? What's the big deal about that? It's funny. Fox, people like, Kevin, do you miss Fox? No. Do you miss people knowing you? No. Not at all. I wasn't in this so I could become the Rock or the Denzel or LeBron or anything. I was in it because I believe in the cause. I believe in what we do. I believe in you. I believe in representing you, not elected. No. As a flawed, God-fearing human being who's more than ready to deal with my flaws, as you should be. So what, Fox? Oh, you call some women skanks in a tweet. You don't deserve it, really. So that's how we conservatives treat each other, right? Number one, I speak the truth, and you penalize me for speaking the truth. Then you don't have the guts to come back to me and say, you know what, Kev? We were wrong. Then you, and this is Fox, they told me, this could ruin your career. They were threatening me. They want this to ruin my career. Really? That's how you treat people that tell you the truth. You know what, Fox? Screw you. I'll remain principled. So if you say to me, Kevin, do you want to get back? No. If Fox wants me back on, they can invite me back on, but I'll go back on my terms. I'm changing a thing about me. If you see me on Fox, it won't be because I sucked up and went, oh, please put me back on. Screw him. I don't care about Fox. They aren't going to be around in a decade. Oh, Kevin, but look at the stats against MSNBC. They might as well be going against the show on YouTube. That's not what I was going to talk about, though. I'm talking about this whole, you know, series of things that we've been taught over this Wuhan thing. The zombie apocalypse changed many things, folks, including how we think about what's precious. And I'm sure those who hoarded gold felt some comfort. Couponers, though, likely had the most comfort because these are the people who bought toilet paper and sanitizer and they didn't even know it was going to be the kind of currency that it was. Yeah, it's an amazing currency. You could trade stuff for toilet paper and hand sanitizer right now and get some good stuff. Who knew this? Admit it, though. Even though you're stocked up on toilet paper, you swing by that aisle at the grocery store just in case. Even if you don't need it, you might grab it for a friend because you know you can score a lot of points if you grab that toilet paper for a friend and say, hey, Teddy, what were we talking about the other day? Dude, I was telling you, man, I went over to Target. I couldn't get on the toilet paper. Dude, I hooked you up. What? I hooked you up. I got you two rolls. You got me some toilet paper. I mean, people would love you for getting them toilet paper. Are you kidding me? Man, forget that Cartier watch you've been eyeballing for your girl. Give her a gift basket with toilet paper, paper towels, Clorox bleach and hand sanitizer, and you can put on some Marvin Gaye. Let's get it on. Ah, let's get it on. Oh, man. Yeah. And you wouldn't even imply that, were you trying to tell me you want me to clean your apartment? No, baby, that's just for you. This is for me. This is for me, my place. Yeah, I got my stash. What about the newfound appreciation that ladies have for dudes who can hunt or who can fix cars? Stuff like that, right? The handyman. Yeah, he's suddenly in vogue again. People are watching American Pickers and going, boy, those guys sure seem to know what they're talking about. That Frank and Mike are looking a lot better. I was listening to, what's her name? Kathleen Madigan. And she was doing a thing on noodling because she's from Missouri. And you can noodle in, it's illegal to noodle in Missouri, but you can noodle in Oklahoma. And there is a noodling society in Missouri. I didn't know this because I was listening to her set. And she's making fun of these hillbillies that are noodlers. And if you don't know what noodling is, you get in the river, a river up to about your chest high, and you move along the bank looking for holes. And these holes are dug by catfish. And when you find a hole, you reach in and you grab a catfish, and he'll bite down on your arm and you pull it out. And that's the fishing. Well, pre-zombie apocalypse, her joke about noodlers was funny. But because who in their right mind wants to fish for something without a rod and a reel or a pole and a hook and all that? But noodling doesn't look so stupid when you're in the midst of the zombie apocalypse. And this new situation has women rethinking their pretty boys who can't even change a light bulb. See, that dude, he's a lot less hot when you compare him to a guy who knows how to fish and who can make his own fire. You can have some clean water with that dude. But old pretty boy, he can't do nothing but model clothes for you. So, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That fat, hairy, overall-wearing dude is the new Chippendale. I watch this show. It's called Naked and Afraid, and it is must viewing for leftists. And in this show, what they do is they pair up a dude and a woman, and they put them in some form of hell on earth to survive, quote, naked and afraid, for 21 days. And they each get one survival item and a map of where they need to go live. And it's torrential rains and all this other stuff that comes up. And they hope to make it 21 days. They can't drink nasty water. They got to find a food source. All of it. After 21 days, let me tell you this. A Victoria's Secret model leaves looking like Fred Flintstone. And the guys who make it look more manly. They've lost weight. They're fit. And let me tell you, if this show were reality, after about 5 days and only 100 calories, that woman is ready to bear the children of any dude who can start his own fire with a little sticky things. So while the Chinese Wuhan virus caused some problems, it awakened America to some harsh realities. And one reality is that despite all these modern conveniences, the world remains untamed for the most part. We are one pandemic from mass hysteria. And a second reality is men who stay in touch with their masculinity are ultimately going to win in the end. They call them hillbilly hunks. Now, for now, masculinity is defined with the way people, you know, these snowflakes do it. Yeah, if you happen to find the toilet paper while you're out hunting at the grocery store, cool. But when the real apocalypse hits, you either better be a real man or you got a good friend named Bubba. And they're going to be easy to spot because both of them will have trophies.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There's some stories or emails or whatever that you get that I just flatly love. I love these stories because, you know, I grew up in a nostalgic time. And I mean, I guess maybe everybody feels that way to some degree. There are probably kids today that feel like, oh, it's been so nostalgic, man, when I was growing up with the time of the iPhone and all this other stuff. Look, we're all starting to probably, many of the people listening to my show, the Kevin Jackson Show, we're getting older, and we can remember the rotary dial phones and you know, when there were only three channels of TV and so on and so forth, and people actually listened to the radio because it was a mass form of communication, not as much as, I mean, it is today too, don't misunderstand me, but I mean, people were gripped by the radio, fireside chats and things like that. But there are certain stories that make me reflect back, and look, I'm presuming the kids are going to have something to reflect back on now. I know in raising my kids, I wanted them to be able to look back on something and say, this is something that mom taught me or dad taught me, or this is something that makes me have a certain feeling, right? I don't know what that's going to be for kids these days. I mean, I think about the music the kids listen to, and I think, that's the song you're going to play on your wedding day? Really? Versus night and day? Night and day, you are the one. You know what I mean? They're going to be doing rap? Are you going to play that on your wedding day? What's going to be your song? What's going to be your moment? The time when you propose over WeChat to your girlfriend or your boyfriend, whatever. You know, really? I don't know. And maybe I'm just so out of touch with their lives that I don't get it. But I don't get it. Anyway, I get this email, and it says this. I talked with a man today, 80 plus years old, asked him if there was anything I could get him while this coronavirus scare was gripping America, and he simply smiled, and he said this. Let me tell you what I need. I need to believe at some point this country my generation fought for. I need to believe this nation we handed safely to our children and their children. I need to know this generation will quit being a bunch of sissies. That they respect what they've been given. That they've earned what others sacrifice for. The guy says, I wasn't sure where the conversation was going or if it was going anywhere at all. So I sat there quietly and observed. Good for him. Keep your mouth shut. Somebody taught him the right time to just take it in, son. Here's what the man went on to say. You know, I was a little boy during World War II. Those were scary days. We didn't know if we were going to speak English, German, or Japanese at the end of the war. There was no certainty, no guarantees like Americans enjoy today. And no home went without sacrifice or loss. Every house up and down the street had someone in harm's way. Maybe their dad was a soldier. Maybe their son was a sailor. Maybe it was an uncle. Sometimes it was a whole dang family. Fathers, sons, uncles. Having someone you love sent off to war, it wasn't less frightening than it is today. It was scary as hell. If anything, it was more frightening. We didn't have battlefront news. We didn't have email or cell phones. You sent them away and you hoped. You prayed. You may not hear from them for months, if ever. Sometimes a mother was getting her son's letter the same day dad was comforting her for their child's death. And we sacrificed. You couldn't buy things. Everything was rationed. You were only allowed so much milk per month, only so much bread, toilet paper. Everything was restricted for the war effort. I talked the other day about never having grown up understanding that. I'm a child of the 60s. I don't understand what this man's talking about until we got in the grip of the dreaded Chinese Wuhan virus. Suddenly, I feel the restrictions. I'm waiting in lines. But that generation, they know it. And you know what they did? They ensured that guys like me wouldn't know it. And so I don't know it. And what it did, let me tell you what it did. Our generation fought in a whole different way. I talk to you guys often about the technology. When you hold that cell phone, that smartphone in your hands, you're holding the Empire State Building of computing from years ago. The memory chip inside of your phone. If your phone has 16 gig of memory, you could have filled the Empire State Building with the number of amount of memory it took 30, 40 years ago to make 16 gig. If you had told somebody in 1980 or 1990 that we were going to put a chip into your phone that's a quarter inch. I mean, well, for the sake of discussion, a half an inch by a half an inch, just whatever it is. And it's going to hold 64 gig of memory. They would have said, you are from outer space, son. I'm talking about on a chip. 64K used to be in a cake, a thing you could put a cake in. These platins. 64K. So, our generation was reawakened. We didn't know what bread lines were. We didn't starve for anything. Sure, the Vietnam War was going on, whatever, but we were kids. And even though we were getting these reports about death, there was still nothing you couldn't accomplish in America. And we did it. We revolutionized everything. When I was a kid, I read Boys Life magazine, and they had a Dick Tracy watch. And I don't remember what it cost, but I remember wanting that Dick Tracy watch. And it was a Dick Tracy cartoon where he talked into his watch. And I remember thinking, this will never happen, but I want to get one of those and pretend. And I don't remember if I even ever got one. But I remember dreaming about getting one. And I thought, this is the coolest thing. Man, this is so amazing. Whoa, this would be really cool, man. And then, now I got one on my arm. I can talk into my wrist legitimately. Our generation took what others dreamed about and go, we make that possible. We never dreamed of the impossible. We never thought about wait. And to be honest with you, we still haven't waited in lines or, you know, done anything like that. We're still in good shape. But that, you know, this is as close as we can come. But that innovation is what we got to keep going. Anyway, here's what he says. He says, and you weren't using what you didn't need, things you threw away. They were saved and sorted for the war effort. My generation was the original recycling movement in America. We had viruses back then, serious viruses, things like polio, measles and such. It was nothing to walk to school and pass a house or two that was quarantined. We didn't shut down our schools. We didn't shut down our cities. We carried on without masks, without hand sanitizer. And do you know what? We persevered. We overcame. We didn't attack our president. We came together. We rallied around the flag for war. Thick or thin, we were in it to win. And we would lose more boys in an hour of combat than we lose in entire wars today. And so true. So he looks away. Hey, look, I don't know if this story is true or not, but I'll tell you this. If it's a made-up story, good for them. Because it certainly tapped into my sensibilities. It tapped into the things that I hold near and dear, the things that make me go, man, this is an amazing country. Amazing. He says, today's kids don't know sacrifice. They think sacrifice is not having coverage on their phone while they drive freely across the country. Today's kids are selfish and spoiled. In my generation, we looked out for our elders. We helped out single moms whose husbands were either at war or dead from war. Today's kids rush to the store buying everything they can. No concern for anybody but themselves. It's shameful the way Americans behave these days. None of them deserve the sacrifices their granddads made. So I don't need anything. I appreciate your offer, but I know I've been through worse than this virus, but maybe I should be asking you what I can do to help you. Do you have enough pop to get through this? Enough steak? Will you be able to survive 113 channels on your TV? I smiled, now humbled, by a man in his 80s. All I could do was thank him for the history lesson, leave my number for emergency, and leave my ego firmly tucked in my rear. He says, I talked to a man, a real man, an American from an era long gone and forgotten. We will never understand the sacrifices. We will never fully earn those sacrifices. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't know that this really took place. Don't know, don't care. But I'll tell you this, whoever wrote that, they're exactly right. In every aspect of this, an unappreciative America that doesn't want to rally behind the President of the United States in a time of need, in a time where he needs support. Thankfully, Donald Trump's not too concerned about it. You got to appreciate him for that, having that kind of skin.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.